Hi, my name is Martin Rooney. I'm a British 400 meter runner. Back in 2005, I was a young, fresh-faced kid, no beard. The opportunity came to come and train Loughborough with Nick Dakin's group. It's something that you can't turn down as an 18-year-old who's excited about his future and serious about my future. I wanted to be a world-class athlete. I knew I had to come to the best place and to one of the best coaches available. And Nick made the opportunity available to me, and I came up as a fresh-faced 18-year-old and took advantage of it ever since. So I came up here. I studied at Loughborough College. I did a foundation degree in sports science and management. It's fair to say I didn't balance it well. I came here to be an elite athlete, and I was more suckered into that, and I wasn't smart enough to do both. I think looking back at it, the smartest decision would have been take a year up here, get used to it, and then start studying. And I think I'd have been more prepared for it. But that's hindsight. So I loved it. I love Croydon. I love being in South London, but I knew it was, for me to be a stronger, better athlete, I needed to be in somewhere that was conducive to my training. I came to Loughborough University. I trained with elite athletes. As an 18-year-old, joining some of the guys who are the best four hurdlers in the world. They weren't my direct competitions, so I could only learn from them. And I could only become a better athlete from being around them. So coming up here was just an exciting experience. I loved being here. If I went home, I was desperate to come back up. So it was a great feeling, and kind of still have that feeling, but still, even though I've lived here ever since, it's pretty much been the same feeling all the way through. Actually really well. My first year in Loughborough was 2005. So I'd been to the World Champs that summer, and I moved up here as a bit of an unknown. People might have thought I was a one-hit wonder. We had the opportunity to go to the Commonwealths, and I went there and I ran a British junior record. So it worked out really well. I missed out on a World Junior. I got a bronze medal at the World Juniors that year. I should have won it, but I was probably too cocky, and I learned some big lessons that year. And then my second year, not so good. I struggled. I had a better athlete come in. Someone come in and he took me apart. David Gillick, incredible athlete. And I learned a hell of a lot from being around him. But in the third year, that was my best year in Loughborough. Came sixth at the Olympics. I'd ran massive PBs. And I think those first 2 years in Loughborough really set me up for that big Olympic year. 2010 was something I regretted not going. So 2014, I was like, I need to take advantage of this. We were so focused on the next 2 years going into the Olympics in 2011, 2012, that 2010 was, we decided it was one championships too much. So 2014, I had a point to prove to myself in the individual that I could go and do well. With the Europeans being the main focus of the season, I went to Glasgow using the 400 there as my preparation for the European Championships. And I ran okay. I found my rhythm. My heats, my semi-final went really well. My final, I ran fairly quick, but unfortunately missed out on a medal, came fourth. It was something I was gutted about. I went into the call-up room. I went to anti-doping afterwards, and I sat between Karani James and Greg Rutherford, and they were both talking about their gold medals. So I had to go to the Europeans and kind of redeem myself there. And fortunately, I came back with two gold medals there. So yeah, skipping the relay in 2014 was a big, massive decision. It was a tough decision to make because obviously I love relays and I love being part of the team. So I kind of want to make up for that in 2018. I'm going to commit to the guys as much as possible, help them out as much as I can. If I get the opportunity to run, I know I can do a job. So it's go out there and try and win a medal for the squad of guys. And competing in the Gold Coast, going back to Australia after starting obviously my senior career in Melbourne, really, it was it's a massive opportunity for me to just go there and kind of enjoy myself as well. So, yeah, 2015 was an interesting year. I got married in 2014 after the Europeans, and then my wife Kate and I, we had our first child, Jack, and it was due during the World Champs. So it wasn't best planned, unfortunately, but I had a job to do. I knew if I didn't go, it was going to affect our livelihood for the future, where we could afford to carry on training as an athlete, simple as that. So I had to go and miss the birth of my son, Jack, but I've had many special moments since. The pressure was on to go and get a medal though. If I came back empty-handed, I came back with a PB and a bronze medal from World Champs, so it worked out well. Yeah, a gold medal from the Gold Coast. So my family are coming out. So my wife, she's going to fly with my in-laws to New Zealand, and both my kids are coming out. But yeah, it would be special to have them in the stadium. And when I won the Europeans in Amsterdam, my son was there, and that was pretty cool. I was a bit tearful there. So it'd be nice to go there and have a, I don't know, if we pick up a gold medal on the Gold Coast, I could take him around for a lap of honour and show that he can sprint as well.